whether it should be a one-time thing, 5 years, first entry, you know, all sorts of variations on that. But not a lifetime prerogative. That's the famous thing I want to try to abolish. Now, other than that, there are lots of smaller recommendations, and those who are interested in what the civil service reorganization is proposing, I enthusiastically suggest that you contact Howard Mesnick, who is an Office of Management and Budget Reorganization Project in charge of this whole effort, along with other things. But if you want to get one or all five volumes, it's right there. Now, where that stuff is going, the paper doesn't stop there. I mean, say that briefly. But anybody who's worked in this administration or comes close to it appreciates that president is an impatient person. He likes it, and it's kind of stuff that ages you very quickly. He likes the stuff done. He likes it done at a run, which means that he doesn't like reports that he's initiated that sit there and that don't move fast. So as of last Friday, there was a review of the recommendations from the Civil Service Commission reorganization. And I will not name the academy, but a report came in not too long. You know, the regular report, then a minority report from the other half of the visitors who were very upset about the fact that all these women were now going to this academy and the fact that it was depleting the officer capabilities because these women could never rise to the level of command needed in times of national emergency. And to that extent, it's true, but then the choice, of course, is not to take women out of the academy, but allow them to rise. Those who want to go out and make war have the opportunity to do so or find ways to prevent war. But you know, for me, that's the next thing up, and for those who follow the not just the academy, but the whole women in the military issues, there is also a task force in Department of Defense headed by the secretary there, as well as, of course, women being placed throughout DOD, as Mrs. Carter said in her speech last night. We do get the sort of, there's a critical mass, I like to think of it, so that the changes will probably come. But I think on that turf, it'll be a lot harder fought and take a lot of good direction. But the last thing I haven't even started on, if anybody has any thoughts about it, I'd be glad to hear them, and that's the last cut of federal employment, and that's foreign service. I mean, once you get past the ambassador or the ambassador's spouse to the career foreign service, you know, which is rampant with its own problems that are almost are historic in nature. But I say this as a personal plea. Anyone who has any interest in that area and any involvement in it, who has any recommendations or thoughts, I would be very happy to receive them. Now, in terms of timetable for actual working that up, for me, it probably won't be for at least 3 months, because we have to, the civil service thing is well enough along. The DOD thing comes next, because that's the next biggest chunk. And then after that, we take on that. Now, I'm just giving you my own personal agenda, which may be of interest or not. Now, this is not the only thing going on vis-a-vis women in the federal government. It's status problems. After that, you get into the problems of enforcement of existing laws, since it's not so much laws anymore in those cases as it is going to be enforcement thereof. You get into the problems of you know, regulation and oversight for equal pay, housing discrimination, redlining, Equal Credit Act. There's a good Equal Credit Act. There's a lot of ignorance about it. You know, when I remember very clearly when it was first passed, there was a great public information campaign, a great one. It was very good. And that hasn't reoccurred, and it's rather clear that it needs to, because we seem to have short attention spans and short memories. And every new generation has to discover the same thing for itself. Maybe it's not a five-year cycle. But my only point being that where the federal activity there goes is really in better enforcement of many laws that are now there, imperfect as they may be. The last thing, of course, I guess we look at the initiative that is really aimed more at professional women than at working class women, for the most part, and I don't say that to be elitist, but just to be real about it, and that's going to be about entrepreneurship, women in business. There are several things going on there, thanks to some very fine women, Pat Clardy and Small Business Administration, and Juanita Krebs at Commerce. They are doing two separate but related activities, and they're working together on credit, on the barriers to entrepreneurship for women, and they'll have to eventually get into the definition problem. But that will help free women up economically. It won't really, which is good and necessary. It's not going to get at the kinds of other things we're talking about where you hit the bulk of the working class women, but it'll allow more women more choices, which is the real point. Yeah. I have rambled on. I tried to hit a few things and some of the things that I'm involved in myself and other things you may want to know something about and be involved in. Now, I guess my hope is that after this whole thing is over at IWI, that the kind of attention that the federal sector is receiving because of the nature of the activity will continue, and that everybody who has a good idea will continue to push them. And after being there, I don't know, since last spring, the one thing I noticed is that every group and every person has to discover for himself that it really is an open administration. By that I mean that you really can call folks up on the telephone and they really do answer. You really can come in the door and someone really will meet with you, and you really can write and get a reply. Yeah. Now, I've never worked in the federal government before, and I never had the desire to. Yeah. But I don't know if this is typical or atypical, but all I know is everybody's always shocked by the amount of informality and the sort of easygoing nature. You know, maybe that tightens up after you get knocked around a little more. I don't know. But it is a fairly it is an open administration in that sense, and no one presents panaceas. No. Just a final note to underscore that point. When we're working on the welfare reform proposal, as well as on tax, Internal Revenue Service, personal income tax proposals that really haven't gone up yet, one of the first things we did do, and by we I include myself, and did meet, and the same thing as on national health insurance, did meet with groups of women internally to talk about the proposals and get good recommendations and reactions along the way, every step of the way. Now, that's not to try to co-opt anybody or make everybody agree, because God knows that's impossible anytime you get more than two people in a room. But the whole purpose of that is that there are no surprises and no one is tricked, because we won't always agree on everything. We're always going to be honest about it and have straight communication. So on the welfare proposals, you know, which have things so complicated, I barely understand it myself. And I can't keep up with all that stuff. And it's getting more complicated as I keep playing with it. But on the tax reform proposals too, change marriage penalties, all that sort of thing, the reviews internally. The same thing on national health insurance. There are reviews there. And if anybody here wants to participate in any of those discussions at any time, it's not that hard. It's not hard at all. I do a say-so. And that can be arranged. It's the domestic policy staff, because it's part of a mandate to be available. And everybody keeps that faith. So, with that, I will be quiet and take any comments or questions or messages you want me to carry back. Yeah. No, just complaints. Just complaints. You see? Right. Oh, I beg your pardon. No, just... Oh, no, no. I've been... It needs to be just complaints. It wouldn't make any sense. No, who could do it? Yeah. No, besides it would overburden us. Probably so. The one thing that, and I can't tell you specifically, but I'll tell you someone who can. You know, I would be more than surprised if it had not been. Because the one thing that everyone's trying to do is be relatively thorough. And the one thing other people aren't bashful to do, such as what you just did, is identify other studies. You know, when I said, and I said in a sort of, in a flip way, and perhaps I shouldn't, that, and a lot of this, all you have to do is know how to read, because most of the work has already been done for you. And what we're doing is repeating history in a lot of ways and trying to finally act on recommendations that have been floating around for ages. Yeah. Okay. That's with that. Yeah. Oh, no, those are two pieces, okay. Flexi time is just changing the hours that you work, okay? And that's legislation. That's a bill introduced. Well, on an experimental basis in some agencies in a very small way, but evidently, and the lawyers can argue that one better than I can, in order to make it a program, I'm sorry, a policy for the whole of the federal government and apply, it requires legislation to revise the code. It requires a whole step. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any point in going through all this. It requires legislation, and it's because this is the hard way to get anything done. It requires legislation. But for part-time work, what a second half of it, it's the way you count the people that's the problem. Okay. Yeah. Well, what they're doing as the first step of it, okay, in five agencies, large and small, nationally, okay, it's not just one little office in Washington. The Civil Service Commission, with those agencies, is working up the program, because the stuff is on computer, and the accounting procedures to work out a, what do they call it, equivalent schedule, so you can count your people, okay? To know that it's possible to do, to develop a control so you can do it. Then you can convert to it. If you don't have one up, and talk computer language, if you don't have one operational, you can't use it. So now they started with that, with the personnel people and civil service, working with the personnel people who count the warm bodies in the Office of Management and Budget, right after the memorandum was signed by the president, well, indeed, really before, to try to figure out where you put the form on the, you know, where you put the line on the form, where you put the program, how you get the program, all that sort of mechanics of the stuff. Now, they are working on that. I don't know which five agencies are going to be the ones that are going to go through this procedure for the year. Now, let me stress this. What they're going through for the year is not to count, I'm sorry, it's not going to affect the agency's operations, but to develop the data and get the system, okay? To know that it's possible to do. It's not magic, but when you're talking about something that's large, you have to make it orderly. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Oh, sure. Well, so in the thing that went to the president, that was looked at very specifically because that's one of the standard arguments used against it. And there is a slight increase in overhead, 10% increase, okay? But you more than make up for that in the increase in productivity, okay? So it's a gain and not a loss. But that's very quick. Yes, it costs a little more. But you also get more back for the salary paid. So that was an expense they're willing to take. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Although, I don't know. Since one of the major groups to benefit from it, of course, would be women and disabled workers. You know, people cannot work a full day for whatever reason. And I don't... Keeping them in the labor market is not a bad thing to do. Sure. Yeah. 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 Which is the idea. You know, you just take out... First, you have to decide on your values and your ethical base, and you take it from there, and that's the value with stuff, you know... Everybody climbed out there on, and it was expense worth taking and a headache worth going through. And it's something that needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry I had to cut off. But...